Johnny gave Joe his first cigarette. Joe lit the filter and then he smoked the whole pack. Joe bought all the gas in Johnny's old Ford. And he always said that's what friends were for. When Johnny married Tina, Joe married Dee. Two blonde-haired sisters from Covington, Kentucky. And in 67, Johnny joined the Corps. Joe did too, but he never knew what for. And tonight, in this barroom, he's easing his pain. He's thinking of someone, but he won't say the name. Folks say he's a hero, but I'll tell you he ain't. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968. Johnny went from job to job trying to make ends meet. Tina divorced him back in 83. Now 40 years come and 40 years go. And Johnny's got grandkids that he barely knows. But tonight, in this barroom, he's easing his pain. He's thinking of someone, but he won't say the name. Folks say he's a hero, but he'll tell you he ain't. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968. Talks about her children and her third husband. But if Johnny asks about that one they used to know, Dee says, oh Johnny, that was so long ago. And tonight, in this barroom, he's easing his pain. He's thinking of someone, but he won't say the name. Folks say he's a hero, but he'll tell you that he ain't. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968. He left a hero in the jungle back in 1968.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to do a song that I wrote for Chris and me. And it's not available on any albums, but if you are computer savvy, you can go to davealvin.net. Don't confuse the com and the net. You go to get yourself to davealvin.net, and on that particular website of mine is about 14 songs that are available nowhere else except on davealvin.net. And there's stuff that Greg's playing on. It's a lot of good stuff that I'll put out someday on a record when I put my mind to it. But this song is a song I'll intro it by saying there's a little ghost town in New Mexico called Cuervo. You ever been by Cuervo? You know what I'm talking about. And for years, it's a beautiful old town. It doesn't look like people made it. It looks like the hill made it. You know what I mean? It just looks like it grew up out of the earth. It's just rocks and wood, and it's gorgeous. And all the houses are made out of rocks, and it just, like I said, it looks like the desert and the hill got together and said, let's make a town. So they made Cuervo. And so for years, Chris and I would drive by Cuervo, and it's just desolate and gorgeous and wide open and nothing there. I think there's three trees, and there's basically maybe two people. And Chris and I came up with this thing, we're gonna buy Cuervo. And that's where we're gonna retire. And that's where, you know, we got, you know, for hours and hours, for years and years on the road. You know, you'd be driving the New Jersey Turnpike going from New York City to Kansas City. And then it'd be, well, now when we buy Cuervo. And we, you know, and of course you get dingy out there driving, and we gave everything names, you know, all of our friends, we gave jobs, who would be the dog catcher, et cetera. The only thing that really kind of sticks in my mind, he wanted to have a bar in Cuervo, a comedy bar called Giggles. And I wanted the high school football team to be known as the Cuervo Fighting Esophagi. So you get the picture where our brain goes. So then we came up with this thing that we should make a Bing Crosby, Bob Hope movie about us buying Cuervo, et cetera, et cetera. And so I thought, well, you know, if you're going to do the Bob and Bing movie, you got to have songs for the Bob and Bing movie. So I sat down and started writing some songs for our Bob and Bing movie, The Road to Cuervo. And fortunately or unfortunately, I only got a chance to record one of them with Chris before he passed away. And this is our duet. So while I'm singing, imagine someone else singing with me. And Chris, wherever you are, this is for you.